SBS, a world of difference. You're with NITV Radio, on mobile, online and on radio.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land NITV Radio broadcasts from, the Cammeraygal people and their elders past and present. We also acknowledge all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander tribes and clans we broadcast to, from the mountains to the plains, from the desert to the sea, from fresh water to salt water.
Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio, bringing you the latest in the news, sport and weather. Today on the program, we hear voices from across the country and in community. Musician Kutcher Edwards, filmmaker Brooke Collard, choreographer Jacob Boehm, organiser Kieran Stewart Asherton, as well as everyday people, sharing with us what January 26 means to them. And the National NAIDOC Committee has today unveiled its 2026 national theme, 50 Years of Deadly. Also, All In, that's the theme for National Reconciliation Week 2026. It's a call for all Australians to commit wholeheartedly to reconciliation every single day. That and more coming up on NITV Radio.
Australia Day 1972 saw the first Aboriginal embassy erected outside Parliament.
The native title legislation must be amended.
And they've walked this land so many times before anybody came.
I am sorry.
Today in the headlines, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the nation's newest citizens ahead of ceremonies across the country. Protests are planned for cities around the nation today as the country remains divided on whether to change the date of Australia Day from the January 26th. A large-scale search is underway for an alleged triple murderer reportedly seen on the weekend in Mount Hope, a small town in New South Wales. That and more coming up in the news. Australia's local hero for 2026 is Indigenous construction leader Frank Mitchell, whose four companies collectively employ over 200 people. The proud Whadjuk Yuwit Noongar man is the co-director of Wilco Electrical and the co-founder and director of Carden, Bulger and Billia in the trades and construction industry.
They each individually offer opportunities for mob to get into the construction and electrical industry. I'm really proud to recognise that the impact that we've had with myself and my teams is that we have achieved 70 Aboriginal upskilling positions over the last 10 years. We've also awarded over $11 million to Aboriginal subcontractors, ones in which we have seen grow from, in some cases, one person contracting through to now having their own teams and their own Aboriginal upskilling programs.
680 people have been recognised as part of the annual Australia Day Honours List, acknowledged with an Order of Australia. 10 people have been appointed the highest honour, the Companion AC of the Order of Australia, including Olympic sprinter Cathy Freeman. The Kuku Yalanji Mbiridi Gubba athlete made history at the 2000 Olympic Games when she took a victory lap barefoot bearing the Aboriginal flag. Miss Freeman spoke in recent days about the honour.
It's a nice time to, get present with things I'd achieved and, you know, considering the perception that folks have of me and, just to be revered in this way. It's, as my mother says, it's a lovely gift.
Astronaut Catherine Bennell Pegg is Australian of the Year for her contribution as the first astronaut to qualify under Australia's space program. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has welcomed the nation's newest citizens ahead of ceremonies across the country on Australia Day. He's urging people to come together and celebrate everything that unites the nation, describing Australia as the best country on earth. In a pre-recorded message, Mr. Albanese said the day is about recognising the fullness and richness of Australia's history.
Whether your ancestors have known and cared for this land for 65,000 years, or whether you join our Australian family today, pledging your loyalty to our people and our democracy at citizenship ceremonies right around our nation, we all count ourselves lucky to call Australia home. Yet this country we love and everything we have achieved together is not the result of luck. It has been built, defended and strengthened over generations by countless acts of service, courage and kindness.
Protests are planned for cities around the nation today as the country remains divided on whether to change the date of Australia Day from the January 26th. Jacob Boehm is a Noongar man from the Kurna Nations of South Australia who hopes today First Nations Australians can mourn and reflect. In the face of intense public debate, he told NITV Radio he increasingly uses the day to switch off his phone and reconnect with mob, country and family.
The debate that goes on, I find that really, it's really noisy. It's a really noisy day now. So I try and find ways in which I can just rest and be peaceful.
In 1938, First Nations people inaugurated a day of mourning on the 26th of January. Australia Day became a national public holiday in 1994. A large-scale search is underway for an alleged triple murderer reportedly seen on the weekend in Mount Hope, a small town in New South Wales. Police have asked residents there to be extremely cautious as Julian Ingram is believed to be armed. The search for the 37-year-old has entered a fifth day after he allegedly shot and killed three people, including his pregnant former partner, in Lake Carjaligo on Thursday afternoon. The council worker is an experienced bushman and the search is made difficult by the area's scrubland and farms that span tens of thousands of hectares. Ingram has a long criminal history and was on bail after being charged with domestic violence offences in November. Anyone impacted by the issues raised can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Crisis support is also available 24/7 on Lifeline 13 11 14. And the Men's Referral Service is 1300 766 491. Victoria Police are searching for a 12-year-old boy identified as Danny who went missing on Sunday, 25th of the 1st, while swimming at Venus Bay. Danny was last seen swimming at Number 4 Beach at about 11:30 a.m. before his family began searching the area with help from the public. Emergency services were notified shortly after 1 p.m. and launched a large-scale search involving several agencies. The rescue effort was paused overnight, but it's expected to resume early this morning. A pack of aggressive dingoes will be put down after being deemed unacceptable public safety risk following the death of a Canadian backpacker on Queensland's Garrie. 19-year-old Piper James was working on the island when she went for an early morning swim on Monday, 19th of January. Her body was later found near the wreck of the SS Mahino, a popular tourist site surrounded by dingoes. A preliminary autopsy found drowning was the most likely cause of death, but also revealed evidence of pre-mortem dingo bites, raising the possibility she fled into the surf to escape the animals. Rangers say they have observed aggressive behaviour from the pack and have deemed an unacceptable public safety risk by environment and wildlife officials. And now to sport. In snowboarding, Scotty James has made history with the Australian snowboard champion, beating all-time great Shaun White for the most X Games medals with a spectacular showing in Aspen. Less than 2 weeks out from the opening ceremony at the Milan Cortina Olympics, James's build-up for his fifth Games could not have gone better as he bids for an elusive gold medal to add to his silver and bronze. James secured the X Games win with two groundbreaking runs under lights in the superpipe. The 31-year-old included a switch backside 1440 in his run, the first time the trick had ever been executed in the competition's 25-year history, to earn a score of 92.33. Southeastern states in Australia are expected to endure extreme heat today, with Adelaide forecast to reach a near-record 45 degrees. The hottest day for the city was December 2019 at 46 degrees. The summer heat wave is also affecting Victoria as six major bushfires burn across the state. 175 kilometres southwest of Melbourne, the Carlisle River fire breached containment lines on Saturday night and has since grown to more than 8,500 hectares. Yesterday, Sunday, residents of nearby town Gellibrand were shocked by its speed.
The word I've been using is eerie. It happened so quick yesterday, like, you know, I think from 2 o'clock to 2:30, we went from no fires to fire to it's you're in an evacuation zones.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth is showers or two clearing at 23. Adelaide is sunny at 45. Melbourne is cloud clearing at 30. Hobart is mostly sunny at 24. Canberra is mostly sunny at 33. Wollongong is partly cloudy at 25. Sydney is partly cloudy at 27. While Brisbane is seeing a possible afternoon storm at 37. Cairns is seeing showers, a possible storm at 31. And Darwin is seeing showers with a storm at 32. And that wraps up the latest in news, sport and weather. You're listening to NITV Radio. You're listening to NITV Radio. 2026 has NAIDOC news. The National NAIDOC Committee has unveiled its 2026 national theme, 50 Years of Deadly, marking five decades of NAIDOC Week, a week dedicated to amplifying and celebrating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and cultures. The theme, 50 Years of Deadly, is both a reflection and a declaration. It acknowledges the strength it has taken to reach this milestone, not by chance, but because generations of people refuse to be silenced. It recognises the organisers, artists, activists and communities who carried NAIDOC forward year after year, ensuring it remained grounded in culture and community. NAIDOC co-chair Stephen Sader says for 50 years, NAIDOC themes have marked the moments when Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices shape the national conversation. And NAIDOC co-chair Auntie Professor Lynette Riley also saying NAIDOC has always belonged to mob. It's January 26 today and we look towards community to hear from the people. Today means different things to different people, Australia Day, Invasion Day, Survival Day, Day of Mourning, or just another Monday. We have quick yarns with mob like singer-songwriter Kucha and writer, public educator and organiser Kieran Stewart Asherton. We'll also hear from them later on in the show. But first, we have a chat with award-winning theatre maker, choreographer and cultural leader from the Noongar and Kurna Nations of South Australia, Jacob Boehm. And right after that, NITV Radio's Kerry Lee Barry chats with anyone and everyone on the street, asking about what they're doing for January 26 and what the day means for them. So up first, have a listen to this conversation with Jacob Boehm.
Namani, my name is Jacob Boehm. I am a Noongar and Kurna man Narunga and Ghana coming from York Peninsula in Adelaide, South Australia. I'm based in Nam in Melbourne. January 26 is, to me, is a very complicated day. It should be a day for us to be able to mourn and to be with each other, but the rhetoric that is built up in the country and the, you know, the kind of the debate that goes on, I find that really, it's really noisy. It's a really noisy day now. So I try and find ways in which I can just rest and be peaceful. There's one thing that we do, Narunga mob do over in the Yorks, is there's a Gyanbarra Butterfish Festival that happens just pre-January 26, which is usually a really good way to get back on country, be with mob, be with family, and just be by the ocean. Unfortunately, that Gyanbarra Festival is cancelled this year because of the algal bloom that's going all the way through South Australian coast. So, yeah. For me, January 26 looks like turning off my phone and not going on socials because I can't deal with it anymore. I can't deal with that algorithm of hate. And, yeah, it's not a fun day. It's just not a fun day. Sorry to be so negative about it, but it's like it should be a day that could bring the country together if only there was a different lens, right? But with the powers that be and the kind of colonial history we have, that's not just history anymore, it's in contemporary thought, it's just a nasty, nasty day. So trying to stay off social media so I don't get caught in that rabbit hole and just doing something peaceful with family, eh? Just to mob, take care, January 26th. You do you, you do what you need to do, just take care. We're in a really interesting interesting time at the moment. Like, even though there's like hate speech laws going, you know, being rushed through Parliament and all of that kind of stuff, the kind of levels of intolerance are at fever pitch at the moment. So be careful, take care, be with your loved ones. Yeah, remember our ancestors, remember the struggle, keep up the fight and don't let us win.
NITV Radio's Kerry Lee Barry chats with anyone and everyone on the street, asking about what they're doing for January 26 and what the day means for them.
What are your plans for Jan 26?
None. Don't have any.
Do you usually celebrate the day?
No.
Thanks for your time. See ya.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Jess, and my plans for Jan 26 are, of course, to participate in the Invasion Day rallies.
And why do you like to do that? As are you Indigenous or non-Indigenous?
No, I'm not Indigenous, but I'm a musician, and I was lucky enough to be exposed to, you know, the right way to do things quite a long time ago, and so it's kind of the only thing to do on Jan 26.
What do you think of other people who do celebrate the day?
I think that lots of people have different ideas about, you know, what's important to them, and I think that it's about exposure, it's about the community that they're in and the people that they know, and, you know, I think, we've got to lead by example. It's the best way that you can actually help people understand how to do something different, and so I think that's really, that's why I want to participate, you know.
Sienna.
Where are you from, Sienna?
Melbourne, Fitzroy.
And what are your plans for Jan 26?
I think I'm getting a tattoo. I think I have a tattoo appointment. I don't celebrate the day, and neither does my family. It's never been like a day that we'd, yeah. So I actually didn't even register.
And what about you? What's your name? Hi.
Hi, I'm Mahi from Fitzroy. We don't celebrate it as a family, so we'll just be carrying on or going to a march or something, yeah.
My name is Sophie. I'm Irish, but I live in Thornbury.
And do you celebrate Jan 26?
I don't. I work in as a hairstylist, so this year Monday's always a public holiday for me. So this year it falls on a Monday, but yeah, I'll probably just play video games with my friend and I don't know, eat delicious food.
Sounds great.
Which we do every weekend, so.
Did you spend last year here for Gen 26? And what was that like?
Yeah, I've been in Australia for 10 years now. I think same thing. I honestly kind of forget it's even a thing. It's just really when it comes up as, I don't know, being named as a public holiday, I kind of forget that it's even a thing. So probably same thing I did last year, yeah. Just same thing I do every weekend.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Vincenzo, I'm from the CBD.
And how do you spend Gen 26 and why?
What I normally do is I go out and the night before and I have a skinful, right? And then I spend Gen 26 in bed. Like, I don't actually celebrate it. I don't think I've ever celebrated.
And with that, we continue having conversations with mob across the country and in community, sharing what they're doing for January 26. We hear from writer, public educator and organiser Kieran Stewart-Asherton, and right after, film producer and multidisciplinary artist Brooke Cullard is a Baladurong Wadjuk Noongar woman. She yarns up with NITV Radio's Kerry Lee Barry. But first, let's hear from Kieran.
Walawani, Nayaga Kieran, Nayaga Din Yuin. Hello, my name's Kieran Stewart-Asherton. I'm a proud Yuin man. The Yuin Nation is down on the south coast of what's now known as New South Wales.
How do you usually spend Gen 26?
It really depends where I am on the day. If I'm in one of the cities, I'll go along to one of the Invasion Day marches and do what I can to remind everyone that we're still here, our sovereignty is still unceded, and our people are still struggling for liberation. But if I'm out bush or on country, I'll usually mark the day by practicing culture, connecting with country, with my ancestors, and with our traditional ways, and doing my part to keep our culture and our ways alive.
Kieran, do you have any advice for any other mob around the nation or our allies on Gen 26?
For any mob out there, I want to encourage you to be loud. Remind them that we're still here, we are still fighting, we are still practicing culture, and we still have our own traditional identities that predate Australia and being Australian. Be loud and be proud. Fight for our people, for our land, and for our culture. For allies, I want to really stress that, you know, you need to know your place and where you are. You're on stolen, unceded lands. So, you know, does that mean, do you even know the Aboriginal nation whose land you're actually living on and what happened there? If not, go and do the research, learn the truth about the dark history of this colony, but don't just stop there. Actually engage with the campaigns and the initiatives of your local mob and support them. Pay the rent and do your part to help our struggle. And finally, stop identifying with the colony. Stop calling yourself an Australian. Embrace whatever rich culture and tradition you have from your own ancestors and their ancestral lands, and identify with that. Because when you identify with the colonial occupation here, what you're actually doing is helping to normalise and uphold our occupation.
And January 26 is also known as the Day of Mourning across Australia to many mob. What are your thoughts on this?
It is a day of mourning for us. It's a very dark day in our history. It's the day that the massacres, the assimilation policies and the stolen generation policies all actually stem from. It's the day that precedes all the horrors and terror that we've had to endure for 237 years now and that we're continuing to live through today. Today we've still got the highest incarceration rates in the world. Our child removal rates are just as bad, if not worse, than during the stolen generation policies. Last year we had the highest deaths in custody rates in nearly 5 decades. Our land is still occupied, our resources are still stolen, our sacred sites are still being blown up. It's not just a day of mourning history for us, but a day of mourning for everything that we're still enduring today. Invasion Day and Day of Mourning are the same thing in my mind. We're mourning the invasion and everything that's happened and continues to happen since that invasion began.
Hi, I'm Brooke Collard. I'm a Baladong Wadjuk Noongar woman based on unceded lands on Jugun and Yarraburu here in Rubibi. Jan 26 is a moment for reflection in the modern day, for me anyway, because it's just a commemoration more so of the violence that this state, this whole country has been founded on. I don't find it a moment to celebrate at all. It's more of a moment to reflect on the history of the violence of the country.
And do you have any advice or comments for any other mob or allies for the date of Jan 26, Brooke?
Yeah, my advice for any other mob or allies, because generally on that date I like to go to a rally where I can just to show up and show support in the community, because it can be a tough day for others in the First Nations community, especially for other displaced peoples as well. It's a moment to come together and find solidarity together. But it's good for allies to show up where they can in those moments as well, just to show that they recognise that history as well and the truth-telling part of that, and just to show that they support as well. It's not just First Nations people bearing the colonial load.
Jan 26 is also known as a day of mourning. What are your thoughts and feelings on this?
So Jan 26 being known as the day of mourning, I find that really relatable and honest, because that is a part of the truth telling of that day, because it is a moment to just reflect on that as a country and just realise that most states don't have treaties yet, and that's like something that's been wonderful with Victoria, but we're still working for that across the rest of the country, and that we're still fighting for our own rights in our own lands. So it's a moment to just think about that really, and just reflect on like what we've lost, but how we can all hopefully do better.
Do you have anything else to add about the date, Jan 26, 2026?
And the other thing is like change the date. It's like not that hard at the end of the day. It becomes unnecessarily vitriolic, I feel, when you just think about at the end of the day, people are hurt, and should focus on that really, because that's the main thing, is just hopefully coming together for healing, to move ahead and acknowledge that First Nations people were here. It always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Earlier on the show, we talked about NAIDOC Week 2026 for a moment, as the committee has announced the theme for this year, 50 Years of Deadly. Nominations are also open for the National NAIDOC Awards, as well as the NAIDOC Poster Competition, with votes needing to be submitted by the 7th of March and posters needing to be submitted by the 1st of March. Also, the announcement for the theme of Reconciliation Week 2026, the theme being All In, a call for all Australians to commit wholeheartedly to reconciliation every single day. Reconciliation Australia CEO Karen Mundine says, "We need more than goodwill and spectators cheering from the sideline. We need to take actions that create a better society." And with that, up next, we have more quick yarns with Mob. Specifically, NITV Radio have a chat with Kucha. Kucha Edwards uses music to create connections across cultures, generations and spaces. And he shares how January 26 is a day of reflection and connection. Have a listen to this chat.
Well, folks, my name is Kucha Edwards. I'm a Machi Machi, Yorta Yorta, Nari Nari man. I currently live down on the Bass Coast and have been here for about 11 or 12 years. People would suggest that I'm a singer-songwriter, but I believe I'm more than that. I'm a educator. I'm a peer listener, but I do what I can do for not only my family but for my people. So hopefully that explains who I am. I am based in Victoria. I am not a Victorian. I was born in New South Wales, but because of circumstance back in the 60s, got forcibly removed and brought down to Melbourne here. And I've been here for a very long time, but realistically, there wouldn't have been Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland prior to 1788, if we're talking holistic. learning here. Yeah, it doesn't really matter if I am New South, or what do they call it, Nova Castrian or Victorian. I'm a Mutti Mutti Yorta Yorta Nari Nari warrior, to be more specific. Yeah. I'll get up in the morning, obviously have my cuppa like I'm having now, and I reflect. I reflect on, you know, even just mentioning who I am and where I'm from and the fact that I was removed from my parents because of, not circumstance, but because of politics. And so I wake up and I reflect. You know, yesterday being the 14th of January each year is my mother's birthday, and I sit and reflect, and I wonder what the world would have been like if I did grow up with my mum rather than, yeah, being unfortunate to have not grown up with her as a child. I went to live with her as a 13-year-old, and life is different. So on a day like January 26th each year, you'll wake up and you want a better tomorrow for your family, yourself, your family and your people, but we live in a world controlled by outside influences. And so I'll get up, I'll dust myself down, go and sit under the shower and start humming to myself, and in readiness for a Share the Spirit concert in Treasury Gardens in Melbourne, and, you know, congregate with the mob, and we celebrate our survival on that day. And to be together on that day, you stand proud, you stand in an understanding that, and you wish for a better day, that one day non-Indigenous Australia would realise that, wow, we do celebrate our arrival to this country at the expense of original inhabitants here. See, I don't like using traditional owners, because we have never owned country. We are caretakers of country. I don't like, and so when we use certain words that don't explain the true sense of who we are, we are custodians, and we care for country and the laws associated to country and the ancestry associated to country. So that's what I'll be doing on January 26th, not only this year, but years to come, and that's what I've been doing prior, you know. And as a kid, I can't really remember January 26th, because I was just in the twos and throes of being an Aussie back then, you know, and I wasn't educated enough by my family and my people to understand what politics really is. It's only as an adult that you figure out, why am I, you know, sunbathing on a beach, you know, separated from my family with, it was a weird existence when you're in a children's home. Most likely there'll be, a lot of mob listening in and a lot of allies, and you don't be frightened to celebrate our existence, the handing down of knowledge, and pay respects to our old people. I'm not meaning elders, I'm talking about ancestry and what really happened when the First Fleet got here. Yeah, be reminded that prior to the First Fleet, there were other nations who came to this country and understood the laws associated with mobs right across this country, but they didn't plant their flags and tried to conquer this place. They understood. They understood that we had law, we had structure. Yeah, it's an interesting time in this country where things are happening not only here in this country but around the world. But when we start to allow the powers that be to continually annex other countries, it's a sad time. As Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander people, we've got to be proud of who we are and what we represent.